This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Ozone levels along the Front Range are expected to stay at an unhealthy high through the afternoon. An ozone alert from state health officials covers Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, and Greeley. People with underlying health issues may feel health effects if they're outside for extended periods. Conditions should improve later this evening. Stay tuned for updates on that. A new partnership and a conservation bank will use private funds to help protect a threatened species. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sakas reports.
A conservation bank sells credits to developers to offset the environmental impacts of their projects. The idea is similar to carbon offsets. For the first time in Colorado, a commercial conservation bank is selling credits to offset the negative impacts to the habitat of the Preble's Meadow jumping mouse. The partnership between the state, Colorado Open Lands, and Conservation Investment Management will conserve over 200 acres of habitat for the mouse, which only exists along the Front Range and into Wyoming. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakis, CPR News.
Grand Junction has rolled out the proverbial welcome mat to people who want to work remotely. Robin Brown was with the Grand Junction Economic Partnership until recently. She says while companies don't always say how many of their employees work from home, the effect of the pandemic has been clear.
We've definitely seen pressure on our housing market. And then also just, I keep getting emails from people saying, I just moved here. I brought my job with me, but I want to get networked and I want to meet people. And so it's all anecdotal, but it is obvious there are a lot of remote workers here.
Brown says the biggest influx is people from Denver, the Roaring Fork Valley, California, and Texas. This is CPR and KRCC. Grand Junction's at 80 degrees with some patchy smoke this afternoon. Colorado Springs is at 83 degrees with lots of haze into the evening.